It wasn't long ago I was telling someone, it's the summertime because bahia grass is all over the darn place. I'm going to have to revise my thinking because do you realize that media days are kicking off this week for college football? Now, not all the conferences are. The Big 12 specifically gets going this week, but it is that time of year to start thinking about the round ball, to start thinking about the excitement of college football. And here, we're going to tell you all about it. Yes, this week in Frisco, Texas, the Big 12 gets going as they're getting together. On Tuesday, you've got Southern schools like Baylor and UCF, as well as Houston, Oklahoma State, and a very powerful Texas Tech Red Raider team gathering for day one of the Big 12 Media Days. And on Wednesday, Southern schools there include TCU and West Virginia. The Big 12 still trying to knock on that door and play for a national championship. I don't know. I guess TCU was in the Big 12 the other year when they got trounced by Georgia, but they're almost at that level. But honestly, the SEC is not at that level based on the fact that the Big Ten is champions of the college football national championship for what, 4 or 5 years in a row? I mean, I've lost count. Kudos to the Big Ten. ACC gets together next week in Uptown Charlotte as they will gather at the Hilton Charlotte. And on that opening day on July 15th, the FSU Seminoles, as well as the runners-up of last year college football season, the Hurricanes, will be joined by Dave Dorn and NC State and UVA Coach Elliott with a resurgent Virginia team last year that was oh so close to winning the ACC. On the second day of ACC Media Days, as you can see there, you've got Clemson and Dabo Swinney, which opens the season at the other Death Valley this year. Georgia Tech, as well as Louisville and new coach James Franklin at Virginia Tech, is going to be among the day two at ACC Media Days. Fun fact for you, I was at the first day of SEC Media Days some 20 years ago when James Franklin came for his very first year as SEC coach at Vanderbilt. And the interesting thing was, I was set up on Radio Row there in Birmingham, and James Franklin actually came to SEC Media Days a day before. I've never seen that. And he was walking around because nobody really knew who he was. He went into the shopping mall and hung out, and it was like, that's the new Vanderbilt coach. Wow. I guess he's taking in the sights because he won't be coaching long if you're at Vanderbilt. Well, we were wrong. He turned around Vanderbilt, did a great job, got hired at Penn State. Things went pretty well for him until the very end. And now he's in Blacksburg, looking to turn things around for the maroon and orange there of VT. On the final day of ACC Media Days, you've got the defending ACC champ Duke Blue Devils there, as well as Coach Belichick. I wonder if he's going to bring his favorite. I better hold off on that. You know where I'm going. UNC's on there on the day, the final day, as well as SMU and Wake Forest. That's what's happening in the ACC. Now you are probably wondering what's going on with that SEC conference. Well, they're getting together, believe it or not, in Tampa this year. To my knowledge, the first time ever, July 20 through 23rd. That's 2 weeks away. They'll be gathered at the JW Marriott. On opening day, new coach Will Stein will be at the mic. Coach Drinkwitz and Mizzou will be there, as well as Venables from Oklahoma and Josh Heupel of the Big Orange. On Tuesday, July 21st, new Auburn coach Alex Gillesh will be there, as well as Kirby Smart. Shane Beamer, who's got a pretty hot seat in Columbia, he's going to be at the mic on day two, and Clark Lee of VU. On the third day, Kalen DeBoer, he led his team to the college football playoff last season, and he's going to be at the mic, as well as new Florida coach John Summerall and Pete Golding, who had a nice playoff run last year. He is 2-1 in college football playoff games there at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium this year, Pete Golding. Mike Elko went to the playoff last year, and the Aggies will be part of Wednesday, July 22nd coverage. On the final day of SEC Media Days in Tampa, Ryan Silverfield, who comes over from Memphis, will be at the microphone. I wonder if he'll have a hog hat with him. Lane Kiffin, He is going to hog up the mic there, even though he represents the Bayou Bengals now, and he'll be part of the fun on the final day. And Jeff Lebby, he's got a lot of work to do there at Davis Wade, and the Cowbells will be clinging if he can get more victories this year for MSU. He's part of the final day, as well as Steve Sarkisian, which many are picking the Longhorns to win it all this year. We will see. That's what's going on. Now, if you have not been paying a whole lot of attention to college football here this summer, it hasn't been the most excitement going on, except for the Texas Tech quarterback drama and the Lane Kiffin drama. Something that did pop up, though, not as big this year as in years past, is conference realignment. And you've got, I guess, the biggest news that the Pac-12 is trying to come back to life. Texas State moves over from the Sun Belt to the Pac-12. But here in the South, the Sun Belt Conference has expanded, and they've got now the Bulldogs from Ruston, Louisiana, as members of the Sun Belt, as Louisiana Tech joins their fellow Pelican State teams, Louisiana Monroe and Louisiana Lafayette there in the Sun Belt. That's a pretty good geographic fit. The Red Wolf Indians of Arkansas State also in that Sun Belt Conference West Division, alongside the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, South Alabama Jags, and the Troy Trojans. All that's now Sun Belt West, and then you've got the Sun Belt East. They're trying to be the old SEC, it looks like. And as you can see there, you've got a pretty good little Eastern footprint with Georgia State and Georgia Southern, as well as Coastal Carolina, Old Dominion, James Madison, Marshall, and then App State. And I got to talk about App State for just a sec. Maybe their most famous alum is Luke Combs. And did you see or hear what he said the other day? He was talking about App State, a team he dearly loves, and he was basically talking about the realities of college sports right now and how App State's kind of being left out. He has a longing for App State to shift down back to the FCS ranks, where I'm sure the Southern Conference, where they came from, would gladly take them back. But that's some Sun Belt Conference goings on here from a conference realignment standpoint. Then on the FCS ranks, we talked about Louisiana Tech. Well, how about Tennessee Tech? The Golden Eagles out of Cookeville, Tennessee, have just joined as of July 1st the Sun Belt Conference. The Southern Conference. Stop the presses on that one. Yes, SoCon with a new Tennessee school as the Golden Eagles join fellow volunteer state schools UT Chattanooga and ETSU as members of this oldest conference, I think, in the South. I think they started in 1921, the Southern Conference. And Tennessee Tech moving from the OVC to the SoCon, where they'll be joined up with other teams like Wofford, Furman, Western Carolina, VMI, the Citadel, Mercer, and Samford. And then UNC Greensboro is one of those schools that doesn't play football and still are members of the conference. Don't know how that works. But that's what's going on in Cookeville. As you can see, the nice pictures there on July 1st, they're celebrating. Got some new SoCon signage they put up there in the lobby of the athletic department in Cookeville. But kudos to you, Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech, joining a pretty historic conference, a team that's going to likely compete for a SoCon title now in the FC ranks, the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. And they've done a lot of upgrading there in Middle Tennessee with the Golden Eagles for this new season of excitement. So check it out. Again, college football kicks off late August, but with the coaching goings on, with media days starting this week, with conference realignment and more, if you like college football, that's something we cover on the Y'all Show. You're in luck, because it's going to get just a little bit more as we inch closer to toe meets leather. Don't forget, like, share, subscribe. This is the Y'all Show. We'll catch you later.